What weed were y'all two smoking in the car today?
Wait, what are you saying? Like, what are you saying?
Just like Kendrick said, there's a difference between accomplishments and astonishments.
Okay.
Drake is accomplishment.
Right.
Kendrick is astonishment. Drake is never going to astonish. All he's gonna do is keep putting out these fucking pop records. So why are y'all excited? Oh shit! Get him, Kendrick. But then Drake ain't fighting back. He's just getting beat down. And then you know what this
but,
is?
But he's not getting beat down.
Exactly. He is.
He hasn't been in a fight.
He has.
But not against Kendrick.
Look, this is the pretty boy getting beat up by the bully, and then the pretty boy and he just walks away and says, "Oh, I got fucked up." But then all the girls, "Oh, are you okay?"
Kendrick released The Heart Part 4.
Started off with an Instagram post, right?
He cleared his
whole Instagram post and put up a Roman number 4. Okay. And, you know, of course, this was before the track had dropped. So people was like, "Oh shit, another album." Everybody's automatically thinking that it was just the cover for a new album.
Yep.
I think he knew what he was doing with that.
Of course. And then he cleared his whole Instagram too. That was interesting too.
Look, man, like we've all said, Kendrick has not had a misstep.
Right.
So he is extremely calculated with any and everything he's doing. So you're 100% right, bro. Like, he knew exactly what type of firestorm, what type of social media attention that was going to get. He knew people was going to talk about, "Oh, you dropping an album." And he's doing the marketing the right way. Get people excited for something that it isn't. Drop it. They're still going to be excited because it's new music. And we know that a project's coming. We know it's right around the corner.
Well, I mean, wait, says it.
We know it. He says it in the song at the end, so we know it's coming. In case y'all missed
what you said.
I'm talking about just seeing the Instagram post, motherfucker.
He said y'all got April 7th to get y'all shit together.
I'm curious that he's releasing the album so soon. Because I wasn't.
So soon? Who?
Kendrick.
It's been.
Untitled don't really count like that.
After 2 years, though, after To Pimp a Butterfly, I remember they were saying, I thought he said something in an interview that he was going to wait a while before he. Yeah.
He did.
Okay, yeah. That he was going.
He said he's going to take a minute. He said, "Don't look for nothing new for a while."
Yeah. And then
it's been a while. I feel like it's been a while, though.
2015 March? It's like, is that 2 years?
2 years is a long time.
That's not that long.
It's a long time. 2 years.
It's almost a thousand. Really? You know what? I think Rod has gotten spoiled.
What you mean?
Out of everything that I'm hearing him say today, I think you've gotten spoiled.
How so?
Because in our day, rappers didn't drop albums like that, did they?
Yeah, they dropped like at least every 2 years.
2 to 3.
But
most
rappers took a longer gap, some maybe every 2 years.
I came to expect an album every year depending on the artist.
I did too.
I would settle for two.
Got
to a point, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's because you listen to coming up, you listen to more underground than I did. Like, for semi-mainstream or mainstream artists, yeah, you're expecting them to drop at least a year or two out. I mean the label itself is expecting you to produce that,
Yeah, Redman was going every two. He went in 92.
Yeah, it's like one.
But every two was normal. But you're saying it like two is a
like
long,
it's a long time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. When I say a long time, like two, like. After two is like a long time. Like, I think two is right on time.
I think he could go three and be fine.
He could have went.
Right. He could have went another year. He could have went like
easily.
Year,
it's Kendrick because he's still riding off of that fucking. He could still tour right now off To Pimp a Butterfly.
And Untitled. Yeah.
He could do a To Pimp a Butterfly tour right now, and it'd be fine. People aren't gonna be like, "Why is he?"
He said there's some urgency to the next album. So maybe considering what has happened.
Right.
You know, with the election and everything that's been going on, you know, he might feel like he's ready. And maybe he may have been inspired by the events. Because he actually said something like that in the song.
Yeah,
like,
you can tell by the hook. He says, "Don't tell no lie on me. I won't tell no truth on you."
That don't sound like the election. He said, "On my last album, I was a prophet, or I prophesized, and y'all didn't listen," something like that. Yeah, but that hook, I took that like that was kind of a...
I was talking more so the industry.
So you think he's talking about Drake or...
"Don't tell no lie on me and I won't tell no truth about you." Hell yeah, I took that as like, all right, keep running your mouth, but I'm going to go tell these motherfuckers who's really writing your rhymes. I think there were a lot of subtle shots.
Yeah. A lot of people, that's what I've been seeing. A lot of people say that's the debate right now. Is it Drake or Big Sean? Yeah, is it Drake or Big Sean? It's both.
I think Sean though. Big Sean been running his mouth.
Yeah.
Apparently Big Sean's been throwing subliminals.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
That's why I need names, man. Give me names.
Wow.
I think he, I hope he,
we might get it on.
Has he ever given, oh, he gave names on Control.
Yeah. I was going to say, because he didn't really give any names on this song either.
He didn't.
Yeah. He said, you know, that was kind of a disappointment a little bit. He's talking about tiptoeing around my name, but then you didn't
know. You tiptoed around no names. Name.
That's true, but doesn't that build the anticipation for the album to see if he's
warning. And it's a warning shot, too. Yeah. It makes the person poke their head out.
All he had to do was say the date. And
I think he was trying to get the person to poke their head out. Like,
nah.
You don't think so?
I think he... I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I think if it was any rapper he was talking to aside from Drake, mm-hmm. I'd say you're right.
Okay.
He knows Drake ain't gonna say anything. Drake is not.
And he kind of alludes to that, right?
Drake is not gonna put no verse. You crazy kid.
Yes, he is.
No.
Drake is a motherfucker.
He is, but okay, wait, you know what? You might be right.
You're gonna put out a whole bunch of subliminals. You're not even gonna know it's gonna be about Kendrick.
No. I think Kim might be right. Because after Drake beat Meek Mill, Drake's been thinking that he cannot be fucked with. So you're right. He might go ahead and jump in the studio and try to against Kendrick. Man, that's gonna be the worst mistake of his fucking life.
I like the fact Kendrick sounds so cocky, man. It's the first time we heard him sound so cocky since Control.
He definitely sounds
like,
extremely
he
cocky.
He sounds
cocky and almost angry.
When he lost offended. On that, when he just lost it on that third beat, I was like, oh damn. Because the first beat was like,
yeah, it was whatever.
Okay. But then that second beat, that Alchemist switch up. I was like, oh, it needs to stay right here. Yep. It just needs to stay right here.
Right. It is really short.
Yeah,
oh my
it
God,
was really
it's so
short.
Short.
I was like, damn. But you know what? The third beat was perfect because
yeah. For this type of track,
that type of motion.
Yeah, for that for this type of track,
was perfect for that type.
But it's like I hope that second beat is on the album. Like,
did y'all catch the crumpling paper part?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think that was intentional?
Of course.
Yeah.
Intentional. When you say intentional, in what way?
Hold on, let Ralph answer.
It's Drake and or whoever's camp that's writing this shit.
That's not that nice.
Okay, let me rewrite this shit.
No, I thought it was a shot of him having ghostwriters. I thought it was like, okay, this is me actually crumple up. Let me start over. This is me writing my shit, going over my shit.
I got two B-styles.
I got two B-styles. Like, I don't like that. That's how I took it. It could be a mixture of both. I was like, why is he crumpling up paper? And then I thought about it, I was like, okay, wait, he's talking about Drake. Drake ain't gonna have no paper if he's not writing.
He got the same BlackBerry.
He was reading text messages and shit.
Writing rhymes. Like.
I was like, damn, that is a fucking genius diss.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't do this. Right. Damn, that's fucked up.
So if you're gonna be a perfectionist, right? Like we hold Kendrick as arguably the best lyricist in hip hop right now, right?
Yeah.
Arguably, I'm not saying consensus, but arguably he's up there. If you're trying to be the best,
mm-hmm.
you are going to crumble up some paper and throw that shit away. Even though if I would have read that shit or I would have rapped it, it would have been the hardest shit ever. For Kendrick, it was like, nah.
No, it's not nothing.
I'm gonna just write this over. Boom, boom, boom. Nah, that's not hard. Probably the hardest shit we probably gon' hear. But he's like, nah, it ain't good enough.
I bet Kendrick throws away raps.
I want to see that.
Better than Drake.
I want to see that trash film. I want to see that trash film.
Me too.
Me too. Lyricists that didn't wrote rhymes and just.
I know. Yeah, if you could go through like a red man's trash.
Yes.
Man.
So okay, I really want to go back to this because people really think this is mostly about Big Sean, like. So you guys don't think it's mostly about Big Sean. Y'all think it's about Drake more so?
Yeah,
the Jay-Z Hall of Fame line, I think that was clearly about, you said Drake?
See?
But that was Big Sean right there.
It could be about both because Big Sean had an album called Hall of Fame, right?
Oh.
But then didn't Drake say something about Jay-Z?
Yeah.
But then, but something Big Sean is what Rock Nation out of.
Something about his turned into Rockefeller.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why I thought.
It could be at both of them at the same time.
It could be Kendrick is that goddamn deep. two motherfucking birds in one stone.
Which is why it brings me back to my point about like why he didn't say names. Cause that's just weird that he didn't say names.
Because
I feel like he's trying to make a point. That's what I'm saying.
He's at the point where he's ready to say names. I think when he gets to the point where it's time to name
them, I think he's gonna say names on the album. I think this is just a warning.
I kinda hope he doesn't. Because at this point, it's like you really want a like diss songs from Kendrick on an album.
I think that'll take away from whatever the content of the album is.
But what if that is the content of the album?
That was a bonus trip. But yeah, everybody was talking about No Vaseline but that was a different type of album.
It was a different type of album. I got you.
Kendrick creates like these big masterpieces.
Right. Usually. But what if this isn't that? is all I'm
saying. If that isn't that, then it's a different story. But if he just tries to work in a diss track to a standard Kendrick album, it would just seem
weird.
It would
feel out of place.
Right. It would feel out of
place. Like you said, the unreleased, the loose leaves, that's fine.
Yeah, the loose leaves are cool.
Yeah. Like, even if I feel it was in place, I still think I think that would possibly take away from whatever the album is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why does he say the industry's gonna be on an ice pack after this album though? Like why does he say that?
It's gonna be so dope, it's gonna be so hot, you're gonna need that ice pack, son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think he's about to come at some people's neck on this one.
I think it'd be great.
I mean, I don't think
Kendrick is gonna make an entire album that the concept is dissing a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
I don't think it's a diss thing. I think it's almost like how that J. Cole thing was, where he's just like, it's just an honest.
All I know. But here's the thing, I don't think he's gonna have an entire project like that. I think he'll have a couple of verses, maybe he'll have a couple of lines, and maybe a song, but I don't think
you'll think the underlying team, the underline team would be that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there were a couple lines in the last
but album. I don't think he's gonna name anybody.
Nah, I think he's gonna name. Look, man, listen to the hook on this.
We'll see come April 7th.
The hook is he's giving these motherfuckers a chance to shut the fuck up.
Right.
He hasn't told them, y'all need to shut the fuck up or I'm gonna drop
it. It's called the Heartbeat Part 4.
He just dropped it.
Okay. So you don't think that the rest of the album is already done? You think he's still working on it?
I think the album is done.
Okay then. So if this is part of the album,
they're not gonna respond in, from now. They could. But I seriously doubt Drake, Big Sean, or whomever will respond from now until April 7th.
They probably not, and you're 100% right. Until they hear the rest of this album, that I think they it's gonna have some serious darts, man.
It's not the way he's. Okay. That's not the way he set it up, dog.
Okay. He doesn't do that.
How does he set it up then? That's not the way he set it up.
It's the line. What is it? If you don't keep. What's the line?
Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth on you.
Right. So he's basically saying that. From here on out, stop telling lies on me.
Right.
And if you do tell a lie on me, I'm coming with the truth on you. So now it's on Drake or Big Sean, whoever it's about, or whoever feel that it's about them.
Right.
It's their move.
And why would he do that if it was already on the album?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. He's smarter than that. Did you catch the line about them playing paper, rock,
about
scissors,
paper, scissors in the court?
In the court, yeah. And then you saw top.
The open letter. He tweeted the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You think that was about that open letter that guy wrote? Did you see that? B sent us the open letter to Kendrick Lamar. Okay, so it was an artist that he wanted a feature from Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
And they worked it out. He signed the contract. Kendrick sent over the verse. Mm-hmm. He put it out, and then Top, I think it was 2 years later, had them take it down off SoundCloud.
Mm.
After going through everything legally, like,
and okay. He said that everything was like perfectly legit.
Yep. Okay.
And that Top Dog was basically bullying them, or bullying him as an independent artist, because of course,
obviously,
as an
independent
artist, he doesn't have the money to
legal fees. Lawyers and all that shit. Right.
Yeah. So he made him take it down. So he wrote this big open letter to Kendrick Lamar, basically detailing out everything that happened from the time he reached out to the time he dropped it, to the lawsuit afterwards.
Hmm.
So I'm wondering if, and it's on DJ Booth. It's on DJ Booth.
It is.
It's called An Open Letter to Kendrick Lamar.
But if that's the case, why would they bring that back up? That seems like some fucking shit
on their
part. So why would they want to bring that up?
I don't know. But when I heard the line, it kind of breezed over my head the first time. Then the second time, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. I remember reading this big, long-ass article. I wonder if that's because Top tweeted the actual picture of them in court.
But did they go to court over this?
He took them to court. I believe they did go to court about this.
So what does the rock, paper, scissors part have to do with
it? I think it was just showing that they
like,
wasn't.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because the next line was something like, a real hustler has to lose money to make some more, or something like that.
Jonathan Emil is the artist's name. Jonathan Emil.
Never heard of him.
All right, so how did y'all like feel about it? Like, just overall, like, how did you feel about it, Ralph? Like, when you heard it,
man. When I initially heard it, you know, how the beat started off, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, you damn near on some Untitled type shit. Then when that beat switched up, I was like, damn. So then when I actually went back and listened to it a couple more times and it was reading the lyrics and shit, I'm like, this motherfucker coming at Drake, what? like.
So you initially thought Drake.
Yeah, I initially thought Drake. Look, man, I knew that this whole Drake, Kendrick Lamar thing, it's been brewing for a while, since the whole BET Cypher thing. When Kendrick said, I'll tuck a sensitive rapper back into his pajama clothes. Mm-hmm. You're like, come on, man.
Because of control.
Of course, and my thing is like, these guys, at least Drake hasn't taken, at least not lines that I've caught, subliminal shots to
Kendrick. You know Drake's been feeling
he feels some type of way.
Sense of control.
But yeah, he said it. Yeah, he actually said it in the interview.
He said it.
No.
Drake did. He said it in the interview, but I'm talking about musically.
Drake ain't gonna do that. That's why I keep telling y'all.
I've been waiting for the moment. I just been waiting for Kendrick to... Yeah, for Kendrick to just fucking just go in on him.
And that's it. Just why? Because they're four times platinum.
I don't give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about that.
But Drake does, and a lot of
motherfuckers. Okay, and that's cool, and that's for them. Like, I'm not talking about for them commercial motherfuckers. I'm talking about for me. I want to hear Drake. I mean, I want to hear Kendrick finally go at Drake and just like.
Why do you want to hear that?
Just for the culture. I want to hear for the culture. But
Drake,
I do.
It'd be different if Drake was like, was going, if we knew Drake was going to respond.
Exactly.
Was a rapper. This is Drake we're talking
he's
about.
Not gonna do he's not going to do anything. Here's the thing, right? Drake. Like, so you mean to tell me
this
that.
Dude breaking records on stream.
Okay, that's cool. That's all good. So you mean to tell me that.
So you're saying you basically saying that he's untouchable.
I think Drake thinks he's untouchable.
Of course,
right? So why you? Okay, go.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta think if you're at the
four
top
times platinum.
It doesn't that's irrelevant. Outside of Joe Budden, what lyrical dude has really gone at Drake like that?
I mean, Meek Mill's lyrical when he wants to be.
But he is
status. But Meek Mill, Joe Budden don't have the same.
I understand. But Kendrick does.
But Kendrick can keep jabbing at him and body slamming him and slapping him in his face. And all Drake is gonna do is keep making money and keep selling records. And it's not gonna matter.
I don't think that's entirely true because he felt some type of way about control.
And he didn't do shit.
He complained.
He whined.
I'm not gonna do no more songs.
Right.
Oh, punk ass kid.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all excited about this?
Yeah. Hey, for real though.
Yes, he did.
For real though. He was mad sensitive.
Yeah, he was sensitive.
He was awesome. I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
So this is why y'all want this. This is why y'all want this. Drake can go back whining again. And
no.
Interview.
No.
What do you want to happen?
I don't give a fuck what Drake does. I just
because you want to see the
look.
Then what?
Right. I want to see
right.
Kendrick go at him because he has not come at him. That's all I'm saying.
So you want to see he already went at him.
When?
On control.
Really?
That was just,
what do you mean not really?
He just went at him on the heart.
Are you serious?
He went at him on the heart. Right. Yes, I agree.
He went on control.
Come on, man. On
he went after everybody on control.
Right.
He said Drake's name.
He said the name, but we all agreed.
I'm trying to kill you niggas.
Exactly. But it was like, look, did we not agree on that video? Because I just recently watched that video. We all agreed that was kind of like Kendrick putting like an APB out saying, hey, look, I'm trying to kill y'all on some lyrical shit, but at the same time, all of y'all motherfuckers are dope. And if I ain't mention y'all, don't even come at me about this shit.
Okay.
So it was like he was bigging all of those guys up too
but
at the same time.
At the same time. It was a challenge.
What's the difference now?
Drake caught feelings.
And Kendrick he's like the only one out of the bunch
that caught feelings with the exception of Big Sean. Him and Big Sean caught feelings. Yeah.
Big Sean,
so
this
brings it full circle, actually. I mean, they don't only two that caught feelings out this shit. And then a whole bunch of rappers that he wasn't even talking about caught feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't mentioned.
You know what? I would rather see Kendrick go at Jay Electronica. Because Jay Elect actually has bars.
But
that would be a good fight. Him going at Drake is a waste of everybody's time.
It's not, though. It's
because Drake isn't going to fight back. This is, and you know, Kendrick knows this, Rod. Kendrick is saying, just like I said a minute ago, accomplishments, astonishments.
Right.
Kendrick knows Drake won't fight back. He's basically
saying, said it in the album, yeah.
Shut your ass up, because I will kill you. He knows Drake ain't going to say nothing. So why y'all want this to keep happening?
Right. Because,
that's
man.
All you got, cuz?
No, I'm about to go.
Because
give me a minute to process my thoughts. God damn. Drake caught feelings the first time. So it was just funny that Drake caught feelings. I want to see him catch feelings again.
That's mean as shit.
Why?
Why? That's a good reason.
He said for the culture, for to catch, wants right. Drake get mad.
So you want him to catch
because he doesn't get ruffled by shit. I want to see him get ruffled.
You're a big fucking
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Gets ruffled.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Not like that. Like he keeps it moving. He keeps it moving.
We even talked about it before that everybody was like too happy, friendly in hip hop. And then this came out and everybody like, oh shit. So you mean
the fact that everybody was like, oh shit.
So if that control verse can ruffle him enough for Drake to take his ball and be like, I'm going home and you can't play with my shit no more. If Kendrick comes like full blast, full tilt at him, he's going to have, bruh. Too many people gonna be talking about it. Like,
sound like the Nicki
shit. He can't take
because as little as Remy Ma was, that shit got attention
because of Nicki Minaj
and because exactly.
What you mean?
And because of the bucket that they're in
because of the artist.
Yeah.
And the beat that Remy chose too. But at the end of the day,
Nicki Minaj.
Right. Okay. Fine.
Why are you saying that?
Because she's the pop star. Nobody even fuck. Nobody even pop. Half the people that are fans of Nicki Minaj probably don't even know who the fuck Remy Ma is.
Exactly.
Right, but it's still
probably don't even know what the Ether beat was.
But my point is that it still got a lot of people's attention.
Because of Nicki Minaj.
If she would have dropped Ether going at somebody else, yeah. Of course. They wouldn't have got that
attention. But we're talking about, that's what I'm saying. I'm putting Drake in the same bucket as Nicki Minaj. That's what I'm doing right now.
But why? I don't.
Because they are in the same bucket.
I don't see why y'all are so hyped about this.
Because I think people would care that Kendrick said something about Drake. I think people the same way they're talking about it now, and it's subliminal. Just imagine if he really came at him.
Yes,
people are gonna talk.
People, not Drake.
But because people are talking, that's what's gonna make it
exactly.
Come on, everybody's gonna talk about that.
How fucking lyrical he is,
man.
So again, I'm going back to my initial thing.
If I know it's gonna be responded.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is like, so y'all basically saying that Drake is untouchable.
Yes.
I think
100%. Drake has surpassed the rules of rap.
Drake is untouchable.
This shit doesn't matter. Yes, he's a man at the end of the day. He's an MC at the end of the day, kind of, sort of. So yeah, he'll get upset and I'm mad. And he might drop a little subliminal something here and there. But this is like never going to be a full-fledged beef.
No.
So I'm not asking for a full-fledged beef.
Then what the fuck y'all want?
I agree that it won't ever be a full-fledged beef because obviously he can't beat Kendrick, right? He just can't.
But even if he could, he wouldn't.
What does that mean?
It makes sense in my head.
I thought I was slow for a second. I was like, wait a minute. Did anybody else catch that?
I think you were saying Drake's status is so huge that it doesn't even fucking matter what he does.
That and even if Drake had the bars to murder Kendrick,
okay,
I don't really think he would do it because what is it gonna get him? Drake is about making money,
right?
And judging from the shit that I've heard, this Jafakin Drake that I've heard lately, I don't feel like he's going to worry about something like this.
But Meek I think
Mill
he
was
would.
An easy target.
But I think he would if the industry just gets. And shambles behind it.
Nah.
Because they already are about Drake. Because they already are about the subliminals though.
Listen, Drake is Wolverine. Drake will only die when he's ready to die. Kendrick can't do it. And I'm telling you, I don't understand why anybody here
is. He can wound him.
Okay,
he can wound him, yeah.
That's all I want.
That shit gonna heal right back up.
That's fine. That's cool. He don't need the green juice. The green juice is his money and his sales.
Right.
I don't understand. Nothing's gonna happen. I would rather see Kendrick go at somebody else.
Something will happen.
I know will respond.
The Westbrook line?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That shit was cold.
Man.
Yes, that shit was cold. Yeah.
Like switch sides on me.
Yeah,
now you about to meet Westbrook?
Do you think that line was towards Drake? Because of how him and Drake used to be kind of cool, you know, about them collaborating.
Damn. You know what it could be? You switch sides.
Like
it could be.
Yeah. You switch sides on me now.
Now you about to meet Westbrook.
Right.
Like I'm about to go in on your ass.
Go in on your
ass. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna smack the shit out your ass.
Very well could be. I just think.
I thought that line was towards Drake.
I'm just thinking for me when I heard it, I was like, damn, how do you feel to be KD right now? People call Drake soft. Yep. When KD went to the Warriors, ooh, people called him ooh soft.
Yep.
Ooh.
Shit today, boy.
Yep. Damn, huh?
You had to put head to the head.
Today, hey, Top Dog, I know you ain't. Hey, let him know. That's what he meant. Hey, hey.
So how did you overall feel, how did you feel about the track?
When I first heard it, the beat changes kind of messed me up. I wasn't really ready for it. So it took a couple of listens for me to kind of get into like the transition from being like real soft-spoken and smooth. And he's done that on other ones where he just kind of rap, and then the longer the track goes, the more aggressive he get. With this one, like the beat change, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Heard a couple of lyrics, all right, that's cool. It was late when I listened to it. But then I went back and listened to it again and really started to listen to the lyrics. When I heard that Russ KD line, I was like,
ooh,
damn.
That sports reference.
Yeah, I was like, damn, because that's all everybody has talked about.
That's been the story. Yeah, that's been the whole story. Just like you, when I first heard it, I was surprised by the beat switch because like all the previous ones had the same beat. And at first, when I first listened to it, I was like, man, this first beat ain't really, because I'm thinking mostly Kendrick Hart is like, he's emotional. You know what I mean? It's like he's going to pour out some emotions into the song. So the first beat, I'm like, oh, okay, all right. You know, like, I hope this ain't the beat. Like, I'm like, damn, I hope this ain't the beat. Then when that first shit hit up, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Then that shit stopped. I'm like, oh, fuck. But then when it got to that, him just fucking going, he just started spazzing. That DJ Dai beat was perfect for him to put out that particular emotion. I'm like, okay, yeah. So, yeah, overall, I ended up liking it because at first I was like, man, I hope.
How you know who made the beats? Did they say that somewhere?
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you asking him how he knows? Come on, man.
So, how did you feel when you heard it?
I thought it was dope. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how Twitter gets whenever Kendrick does anything.
Exactly.
I got on Twitter and someone had tweeted me, rest in peace, your mentions. And I was like, what happened now? And I had to scroll a little bit, and then it was just like, oh, Kendrick dropped a new track. Y'all ain't talking about Kendrick's new track. And I went and looked, and it said literally the shit had dropped like 3 hours prior. Mm-hmm. And I was like, seriously? Y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
And it dropped late, didn't it?
Yeah, it was hella late. Yeah. I was on my way home, like, seriously? But yeah, I went and checked out the next day, and I was like, okay, this is dope. Because it was like you said, you don't hear Kendrick this cocky and this kind of, it just sounded like he was agitated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like something happened that we don't really know about. Mm-hmm. Now, when I listened to that hook, it was immediately, the first thing I thought was Drake. But I was like, what lie has Drake told on Kendrick? I don't think we know. I feel like Drake has done something. Because why would Kendrick wait this long? Like, Drake hasn't said anything about Kendrick in I don't know how long. I think that there's something behind this. When you listen to the whole song, it's like there's other shit he's talking about. You know, talking about his girl and his kids and burning the midnight oil and all that. But it's just those lines about Trump. Drake and Trump, yeah, right. Yeah. But it's those lines about Drake and Big Sean. It was like those lines were the ones that everyone was just like, oh, I'm paying attention to these, but there was some cold shit
on this
fucking song. That shit about I'm the greatest rapper alive, so dope motherfucker I died, or so great motherfucker I've died. It's like, when you really think about that line, like, how many rappers have there been that we have collectively said this is the greatest rapper alive ever that has still been alive?
Yeah.
Besides Jay, and I never even really agreed with Jay. I never argued, I don't care, but Jay is the only other person that I can remember where pretty much almost all of hip hop, mainstream, underground, indie, has collectively said this is one of the greatest rappers.
And that's why I said on the Untitled review, I was like, you know what? Why wait? Why wait until he's dead?
Right.
You know, let's go ahead and recognize him for what he is right now.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Dropped a classic. Came right back. Another one right back. I was like, oh shit. And the way he said it was so cold.
The next one, the energy's on the ice pack.
Yeah! Damn, man. It was just, oh. And then the last four bars of that whole song was just genius. That whole, when he just ended it with that whole accomplishment, astonishment shit, and then when he said, y'all got till April, what is it? April 7th.
April 7th.
April 7th, get y'all shit together.
Jay-Z.
Damn.